feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 31st December 1987. That is today's Avyakta Murli, Sundays. Do you constantly experience yourselves to be the elevated, confluence-aged souls? Every thought, word, and action of elevated souls is automatically elevated. So every action has become elevated, has it not? As is the person, so his tasks. So the actions of elevated souls would be elevated, would they not? As is your awareness, so automatically your stage. So the elevated stage is your natural stage, because you are special souls. So Baba is talking with double foreigners in today's Murli. Elevated stage is your natural stage. Anything which is natural stays for long. And when we make a lot of effort and achieve something, that brings ego with it. Effort is associated with ego. And when things come naturally, we are egoless. There's a person who never wakes up in the morning, and then he makes a lot of effort, and he starts waking up in the morning. Then he goes in the circle of his friends and brags about he's waking up early in the morning, because there is an associated ego always with effort. But when Amrit Vela comes to you naturally, you don't go in front of people and say, oh, I wake up at Amrit Vela. You don't wake up at Amrit Vela, because this has come very naturally to him. And when things happen naturally, everything is in alignment. Our thoughts, our words, our actions, our emotions, our feelings. We are in tune with nature. There is an unspoken harmony. But what should we do to make things happen naturally? A deep understanding is needed. if you want things to become natural. And natural things come when you have internal, intrinsic attainments. Then only things will become natural. Like churning should become a natural thing every day. Otherwise, reading Murli, listening Murli is a tedious task. For many, they just do out of compulsion or out of fear of Brahmin family. It is not natural. Churning should become a very natural thing. You can just sit and churn for 2-3 hours. If I tell you, churn for 1 hour, it will become so hard. What I will do for 1 hour in room alone, in silence, in solitude? I need people, I need mobile to talk. But when churning becomes habit, I have seen that 6 hours, 7 hours, just without any effort, just sit and churn. And there are so many new things that come in front of you, new understandings. The doors of the intellect start opening. You penetrate into the depth of knowledge. And naturally, if I force myself, this will not happen. You can just take one paragraph of Murli and churn for 6 hours without any effort. Let us take today's Murli. There are about 12 points or even more. Just churn anything and it will become joy. So, natural means effort is there, but there is a joy. Simple effort leads to ego. If I churn and I have to show off, that will create an ego. I churn, you don't churn. You are time waster. Look, from me, blessings are emerging and from you, smoke. Anything should become natural. For it to become natural, it takes time. Anything. If you want anything to become natural, you have to spend time alone in silence. Without that, it will not become natural. If you want to give up one single thing, and if you do it because somebody else has told you, it will not become natural. For example, somebody is non-vegetarian. If you tell him give up meat, it is such a hard task. How can he give up? It's an addiction. If you tell a smoker, give up smoking, he understands it logically, but he can't give up. But yes, he can give up if he goes alone and stays in silence for 21 days. And reads all the books on de-addiction. Every day, sitting with the book and churning. Sitting with the book, reading one line and churning. Then it will become natural. Otherwise, it will remain a force. If I tell you, give up sugar. This is such a hard task. How can we? It's very tough. It's an addiction. Body will crave for it. Tea, for example. If I tell somebody, give up tea, they say, tea? First of all, they will give all the logics. Baba has not told this and this and that and so many other things. And then they will say, what the whole world is drinking and you don't know and you are this and you are that. Because he has to defend himself, no? Whenever somebody defends, know that it is an addiction which is speaking. If I am addicted to mobile and somebody tells me, give up mobile, I will not tell that I am addicted to mobile. I will tell how this is useful. Whenever, if I am attached to this person and somebody tells me, you should not be with him for long. This association is not good. I will prove that this is a very pure relationship, first of all. I will be a defensive. I will be totally defensive. That's what Baba has said in today's Murli. It has come in today's Murli, waste. If you see waste, don't describe it. Because if you describe the waste of somebody else, he will try to defend himself then. And the waste, seed of waste will become a tree. So to have mercy on yourself and to have mercy on others is to finish the waste. That is also the smoke, chimney. The smoke comes out to the through the chimney in factories. So, things should become natural. Then only you will not be egoistic. If things are coming with your effort, you will be very, very egoistic about everything. You are enjoying something and suddenly you give up that thing. You become egoistic. And you go in front of those people who are still enjoying those things and tell them that you are fools. There was a person at the time of Prophet Muhammad. He was non-believer, atheist. And every time Prophet Muhammad would go for namaz, he would see that person sleeping early in the morning, first namaz. And then suddenly that person became Muslim because of some or other reason. And then this person started accompanying Muhammad for namaz every morning. But then he became so egoistic that he used to laugh at others who would sleep at that time. Till now he was sleeping. But when he started getting up early in the morning and going for namaz, he had become so egoistic, so suffering from superiority complex. Those others who were not doing namaz, he used to look down upon them with disdain. So this happens. So whenever you achieve something, anything, with effort, you become egoistic. And when things come naturally, you are not egoistic. Whether it is Amrit Vela, churning Murli, eating this or that food, doing this or that drill, doing particular sadhana, anything you achieve, if there is an effort, it will bring ego. That's why Baba talks about effortless effort. While talking with double foreigner, today's Murli, Baba said, it is easy Raj Yoga. That's what you put on your board. It is easy Raj Yoga. So things should become easy. Things should become natural. Effortless. Auto. You should put it in auto mode. That automatically you get up for Amrit Vela. Otherwise you become egoistic. All those who are non-vegetarian and suddenly when they become vegetarian, they develop strong hatred for those who are non-vegetarian. They look at them with hatred. Till now they were non-vegetarian. But they forget that. And they are here. That we are at the top. And all others, till now, the person was never doing any purusharth, any effort. Suddenly he has become intense effort maker. So he develops strong hatred for those who don't get up for Amrit Vela, don't churn Murli, those who don't give any class. This is strong. They feel they are lazy people. So effort brings ego. That's why. Whenever new change happens in you, don't talk about it. Don't reveal it. Let it become your natural sanskar. And for anything to become natural, it takes time. Anything. If you come to a new diet platform, if you come to a new habit, new sanskar, anything new, let it sink within you. don't be in a hurry to reveal it. Because unless and until you have hold on it, have a grip, firm grip over that thing, and it takes time, maybe few months or few years, then only it start talking about it. Otherwise, it will bring only ego and nothing else. So Baba is saying, elevated stage is your natural stage. Angelic consciousness is your natural stage. Today's Murli, there are some points which are very hard. Very hard. Sometimes maybe impractical. Baba is saying, if somebody is ignorant, you don't become ignorant. If somebody is Vashibhut, under influence, you don't come under influence. If somebody throws stones, thorns, you give flowers. Theoretically, this looks very good. It likes, you can give good speech on this. Somebody gives me, throws stones, I'll give flowers. Somebody abuses me, I praise that person. But practically, it's so hard. And even if I do it, I will do it with ego. If somebody abuses me and if I praise that person, I will be filled with ego of morality, ego of spirituality. And I will reveal it in front of, or in some of my class or somewhere, that see, somebody behaved like this and I behaved like this. So indirectly, I am showing to the world how superior spiritually I am. So there is an inner hidden desire even in that. Because I have done it with effort. It has not come to me naturally. It has not become my nature. Somebody abuses me so much. There is a lot of injustice here. Somebody is given more preference and I am given less preference. I say nothing. I just keep mum calm. And there is so much injustice occurring to me. But I feel it is injustice. That feeling itself means it is not natural. So somewhere I will reveal it somewhere. So today's Murli is really, it's not so easy. Baba said, Dil Khush, happy heart toli. Happy heart toli. Give this, eat and give. It's so tough. Give to whom? Who are agyanis, who are ignorant. Give to whom? Those who abuse you. Those who do not know you, those who are in relationships, are give to everyone. That is your nature. Your nature is that of angel. Angelic consciousness. Deity means giver, donor. But do we really give? We want to take from everyone. Do we really want to have good relation with a person who is selfish, who exploits us, who insults us in front of everyone, who doesn't talk good of us? These are very tough things of life. And Baba has given example of Brahma. Look at him. He was an ordinary person. He took 84 births. He had original account. He has body like you. He had accounts like you. He had sanskars, old body, everything. So one Murli, a good journey, takes almost 6 to 8 hours. All alone, silence, simply churning. You are not become embodiment. Forget becoming embodiment. This is only just understanding. And this requires what? As we are going to see in today's Hindi class, divine intellect. Divine intellect will lead to divine remembrance. Divine intellect will lead to divine dharana. Divine intellect will lead to divine seva. These are the two godly gifts, divine intellect and divine vision that you have given by God. But don't allow Maya to cast its spell. Otherwise, it will not work. So, things should become natural, effortless. When things become natural, you can enter into the greater depths of reality. So it takes time, it takes deep churning. You have to work on yourself and forget about, you should have a non-competitive attitude. I am not in competition with anybody. I am not to surpass anybody. This is my own competition. So, then even the enlightenment, even the highest stage, perfect stage should come naturally. The perfect and the last stage should come naturally. Jesus Christ, it is said, he passed through three stages of enlightenment. The first enlightenment came to him. He was a child and it is said that he disappeared and then he came as an adult. Where he had gone? Many people say that he came in India. There's a book, Unknown Life of Jesus Christ. They say that he came in India and here he was and he studied many different philosophies and then again went to Jerusalem and so on. So probably the first enlightenment came to him in India somewhere. He was in Nalanda. So many things. Many people write about unknown life of Jesus Christ in India. He studied Indian philosophy, Gita and many other things. So the first enlightenment came to him probably in India. The second enlightenment came to him from John the Baptist. When John sees Jesus for the first time, oh, he says, people used to think John is the Messiah of God. But he said, I am not. When he comes, I will reduce. And the moment he sees Jesus Christ, he says, he is the one. I am not. I am not worthy even to tie the lace of his boot, of his shoes. And he baptizes him, puts his head down, and the golden dove comes and sits on the shoulder of Jesus Christ. And he tells to the world, he is the one, not me. So that is the second enlightenment. The third enlightenment came in Jesus Christ when he was on the cross. When suddenly for a moment he felt as if God has deserted him. He said, oh God, where are you? You have left me alone. And then he understood, oh, this is not surrender. Surrender, 99% means no surrender. Surrender has to be 100%. Just as circle means full circle. If it is like this, it is not circle. This is not circle. Semicircle is no circle. Circle means full circle. Complete, then only it is circle. If it is 99.99 surrender, it is not surrender. Surrender means 100% surrender. Then only it is surrender. So he for one moment he says, oh God, you gave me up at this moment. And then suddenly he realizes what I said. And he tells, oh God, forgive me. Thy will shall be done. This is surrender. This is the third stage of Jesus Christ enlightenment. And this enlightenment is natural. So also Buddha. For 6 years he studied hard, he worked hard, he did lot of sadhanas, but that sadhana leads to ego. And when he gave up all the ego, all the sadhana and just sat under the Bodhi tree, the enlightenment happened. And when this real enlightenment happened, there was no ego. So also Guru Nanak, he was in the river for 3 days. And when he came up out of that river, Ek Omkar Satnam, suddenly started singing. That was the enlightenment. And the Sikh religion and the Christian religion and the Buddhism got established out of the natural enlightenment stage, not out of ego. So when the real enlightenment comes, it comes naturally. It should come naturally. And then the transformation happens. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Do you constantly experience yourselves to be the elevated confluence age souls? Every thought, word and action of elevated soul is automatically elevated. So every action has become elevated, has it not? As is the person, so his task. So the actions of elevated souls would be elevated, would they not? As is your awareness, so automatically your stage. So the elevated stage is your natural stage because you are special souls. Avyakta Murli, 31st December 1987. Om Shanti.